This weekend, the Annenberg Center at the University of Pennsylvania campus will premiere a new performance piece that imagines what African women did to stay alive inside the hull of a slave ship crossing the Atlantic. It's called Vessels. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Vessels is not really a play, per se. It's not really choreography, although there is dancing and singing and a kind of narrative. Rather, it was conceived as a piece of what might be called devised theater or pure theater, where six women come on stage using little more than vocal sounds and the movement of their bodies to describe two different worlds. The first world, really a horrible world, is an imaginary journey in the belly of a slave ship that's crossing the Middle Passage.
We've also been creating the second world, the world of the spirit, the place where we imagine folks could escape to, either letting their spirits travel to this place or bringing that world strongly into them.
This is the co-creator of the piece, Ron Regan.
Part of the work that we're interested in doing is liberation-oriented work. How do we get free? Even if it's for a minute, what can we accomplish in that period?
The other co-creator is Rebecca Moisset. She worked with women in Africa to adapt their traditional rituals that are used to mark the lives of women: birth, death, menstruation, war, and marriage.
We were looking at five seminal ritual moments in women's lives as anchor points to explore ritual in Ghana and Benin. There's no language, right? There's no spoken language in the piece. So if you're trying to communicate with someone else about who you are and where you're from and what your family is, the way you can do that is by teaching or learning someone else's ritual.
Moise said the original intention of Vessels was to create theater as a spiritual healing ritual that would be performed in every American city that was once a port for the slave trade. Philadelphia is the first. So far, the second is not yet booked. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.